Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is God to me? And part of the mission and the reason that I have a radio show is to become a sharer, more and more of a sharer. You know, I used to hear my mother say it to me all the time, but God blesses you to become a blessing. And I think the more you understand that about yourself, I think the more blessings will flow your way. I think that once you understand the principle that, but it's kind of tied together with some other scriptures, and I'm not too knowledgeable about them, of course, as usual. But I do know what I've heard, you know. And, you know, if you look at something simple as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, wouldn't you want somebody to help you if you needed help? I mean, look, I don't know how to wind it down into some intellectual lecture. I just know how to get it down there to where I've been able to understand it. If there's a scripture similar that it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or if that's, you know, in a prayer, would not you want somebody to help you if you needed help? You've heard, you reap what you sow. Do you understand that if you sow discord, that discord is going to come your way? That if you hate, hate going to come your way? If you blog nothing but negative comments about people, your life will be filled with negativity. If all you do is talk about people, then guess what? Somebody got to turn that gun around and talk about you. See, it just stands to reason. So what I've learned in my life and through all the trials and tribulations that I've had is to take those lessons and share them with people in case you ain't heard it from somebody else. See, sometimes, and the reason it seems like I'm redundant at times, is which I am, is because I'm always trying to find a different way to say the same thing. Because it's a funny thing, man. You got to hear it a certain way for it to click with you. How many times have I heard a saying and then I heard it a different way that it clicked with me? You know, I've heard this saying right here. Remember this now. Everybody's not happy for you. We've all heard that, right? Everybody's not happy for you. Well, that's very simple. I don't need no explanation. That simply means of all the people you know or do not know, when something happens to you and you celebrating it, everybody not going to join in on the celebration. That's all that is. But then you take it one step further. My father used to say something to me all the time. He said, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. I didn't get that when I was 15. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. He said, you're going to lose some of these friends you got along the way. You know, just the space, time, you're going to grow in different directions. You know, you're going to do something they ain't into. They're going to do something you ain't into. They're going to want you to go here, you ain't going to make it. They're going to disappoint you, you're going to disappoint them. He ain't never lied. But I don't care where you get in life, how old you get, how far you go, who you think you are, what you make, what you say, what you claim to be. Know this right here. Everybody can't go with you. If you are constantly trying to improve yourself, you constantly have to take assessment of the people around you. Because if you are going to continue to go and continue to grow, then guess what? You got to have people that's on the go and willing to grow. If you got people in your life that are not on the go or willing to grow, how can they help you go or grow? Do that make sense? So you have to constantly make assessment of the people around you, or else, guess what? You're going to learn a valuable lesson. You know, the late boxing promoter, Butch Lewis. I was talking with Butch Lewis one time, and man, what a good brother, man. I'm talking about, man, what a good brother, man. Jesus. And I was talking with him, and he shared with me a lesson that I had never thought of before. And he told me this. Let me look at this clock. I don't know how much time I got. I got time. Butch Lewis told me this one time. He said, every successful man is doing what I call, he got rope work to do. He got rope work to do. He got to put in work on rope. And I'm sitting there listening to Butch Lewis and all the money he had made and all the people's lives he had changed and all of the moves he was making and his and the incredible skills as a negotiator on behalf of some very, very wealthy people. He was just an amazing man with no education, but he read everything. Butch Lewis read all the papers, all the periodicals. That brother knew everything. He said, you got to put in rope. And I was sitting there listening. He said, here's the analogy, little brother. He said, you are on rope. There's a thick rope. You have on no shirt. You have on some tattered clothes. You have on no shoes. Your shorts is cut off just below the knee and they tatted. And you got dirt on you and you're sweating. There's this huge, huge raw rope over your shoulder. There's burn marks on all of your shoulder. Connected to that rope is a wagon. That wagon has all your weight on it, all your responsibilities, all the people you're responsible for, all your children, your wife, your family members, your employees, your coworkers, your friends. They all on that wagon, man. They just sitting there. He's saying what you got to do is you got to pull that wagon up the hill. Now, only thing with it is can't nobody help you pull your wagon. You pull your wagon alone. He say, now, what you can do along the way of pulling your wagon is you can find yourself a good wife, a good woman. He saying that what that woman does is she get down off the wagon. She fan you while you pull it. She put water on you while you pull it. She put stuff in your mouth while you pull it. She kick rocks out the way while you pull it. But she pulling for you. But she is equally as important as you are on the pull of the rope. He said, you hear me clearly now, young soldier. He said, nah, get this here. He said, it's people on your wagon that you're responsible for. But you want the people on your wagon to help you get your wagon to the top. So what you hope is that they got their foot hanging over the side, pushing. They got one leg over the back, or maybe both legs over the back, pushing. They might have their butt on the wagon, but they pushing with both legs. They back facing your back. Maybe some of them facing you, but one of them got left leg hanging over trying to push. And you hope that all them people on the wagon you pulling is back there at least trying to help the wagon get to the top of the hill. Here go your problem, though. Everybody ain't pushing. Everybody ain't pooking. Everybody ain't pulling. Everybody ain't kicking rocks out the way. You got some people on your wagon that's just laying on the wagon, drinking lemonade, looking at you, talking about how long it's taking you to get your wagon up to the top. Looking at you, talking about why this wagon so slow. Then when you start picking up speed, they want you to pull harder, you to pull faster, you to pull more. Then they want you to throw what you done earned on the way up the hill back on the wagon so they can have more. But guess what? They ain't helping you get more. But they got a sense of entitlement that since you got more, they should have more. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Sometimes you got to kick the people off the wagon that ain't pushing and pulling and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. I thought I could do this with you, and I thought you was going with me. But it's clear to me you ain't nothing but dead weight, and it ain't my responsibility to carry dead weight anymore. I have carried you as long as I have to carry you. You are no longer my responsibility. I'm responsible for my family, my wife, my children. I'm not responsible for you. You got to get off my wagon, because I'm a man on rope. I'm on a mission, baby. I'm pulling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies.
Yes.
Ladies, this is the day after recognizing women worldwide on the Women's Empowerment Day. The day after, I would like to say, what a great day it was. Let's please continue on, onward and forward.
What?
Forward.
Onward.
Forward.
We knew what you meant.
Onward and forward.
International Women's Day. Two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Carla.
Morning. What's happening?
Junior.
Day three of Disney.
One more time.
Day three of Disney.
Don't he sound like one of the characters?
Yes.
He's going to get hired. They're going to make him stay high.
Yeah, don't let him talk, Steve, or he won't come back to the show.
J. Anthony.
This is the greatest place in the world. If it wasn't so many kids, oh, my God, they're everywhere.
It's for the kids, boy.
Food.
I'm a nervous wreck.
Yay, yay. Top of the morning. Friday, baby.
Woo. My favorite day. Yeah.
I got to speak to the parents today. Oh, that, Disney.
That's always fun. You always come with a list of rules, Steve, for them. Why is that?
Well, you know, because you got to tell these parents. You know, everybody bring their baby down here thinking their baby's special.
Uh-huh.
My baby is so special. Wait till y'all meet him. My baby, top of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your baby is going to be around other bright children. You might find out something about your little baby.
Is that nice?
Your baby ain't that bright after all.
Is that what you say to the parents?
Well, I do tell them that sometimes because they get on my nerves.
Can you see it right away when the baby's not that bright, Steve? Can you see it?
Oh, I know right away, because when you put him around other bright kids, immediately he starts saying stupid stuff.
Yeah.
What y'all doing now?
Y'all
what is that for?
Can we
eat some of that? Right there.
You know.
So, you know, we just, it's this great weekend down here with Disney Dreamers Academy. It's our 11th year, I believe. 11th year.
Yeah, and we're making fun, but there are some wonderful kids. Very, very, very bright.
It's very fun.
Very bright kids.
It's very fun.
Uh-huh. I've got a couple of great examples from Disney Dreamers. Chimu Awagu, who is a little mentor of mine that's in the military. Also, little Jalen Bloodsoe, who I met here when he was 15.
Man, he is so cool.
This little dude is a millionaire now.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Company. That's awesome.
I met him down here. I've had several young women, more than several, who my daughters have mentored, and they are college and graduated.
That's awesome, Steve. That's what Disney Dreamers is all about.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Kendall from my mentoring program. This little dude was banging so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Him and a boy from Chicago, they fought the whole week. I couldn't keep them separated. They was alpha male in it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
This boy was in trouble in school.
Wow.
This boy graduated. He's an engineer now.
Woo.
Yeah.
Go ahead, young man.
Does.
We'll be back with
more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. 30-something funny's coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, you're right. It is time for something funny. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
not for you so much, but just in general and for some people, particularly on this show. Do you know what you're looking for in a future spouse? If you
cut my mic off.
I can hear Jay in my mind.
Wait,
I'm out.
Jay,
but listen.
Really out. Listen.
If you've been dating long enough to have figured
Cut it off.
If you've been dating long enough to have figured out what you like and need in a serious partner, and we have a mental list of those qualities, Steve. So this could be for Jay and Junior.
No. We ain't got to do that. Let's ask them.
Okay.
Yeah,
Junior,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be way better than the list. Junior, what are you looking for in a quality mate?
Somebody don't talk as much.
Shut up. Feel like you need something to talk about.
Come on, man. I mean, we talk all day for a living. I don't really want to talk that much. Just let me be. Look at me.
You want a quiet woman. Quiet partner.
Guess what happened at work today? Ooh, did you hear what so-and-so said? Guess what that happened? Yeah, it's the same thing happening every week.
Yeah, but you got to listen.
Yeah.
For what? Woman.
They want support. They want a sounding board, you know.
Just do like my husband. He go, mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah, but then I'm tired of saying that. But Monica don't stop. I'm telling y'all.
Oh.
But you love Monica.
She's got real love.
Yeah, and we got the same tone, too.
You and Monica.
Yeah. We on the same level. So guess what happened? What happened?
So is that it? I mean, just if she doesn't talk a lot, surely.
It would be perfect.
Wow. That's it, just if she doesn't
talk. Well, I'll tell you this, Troy. It don't sound good when she try to talk sexy. It don't sound good.
How does that?
I don't like that.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what?
Let's let her talk sexy.
No time.
Let me hear
Monica thinks everything that comes out of her mouth is sexy.
No, she don't. She heard herself played back on TV and threw her into something.
Really?
She got to step outside your head to hear.
Yeah, your voice really doesn't sound like what you think it sounds like.
Right. No. Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, that right there.
Wants her to be quiet.
Yeah, so Junior,
and not talk as much.
And a partner, when you think about getting serious, you want someone who doesn't talk as much because you talk a lot for a living. So you like quiet.
Just quiet for a minute.
Okay.
You're not going to get quiet with Mississippi Monica. I can tell you that right now.
Nah. What about a fine deaf girl, Jim? Deaf girl.
Come on, Team Tommy.
Tommy found what he want. He can't answer.
What is it, Tommy? What you need?
No, I'm just asking. How is a fine deaf girl? Does that work for you? I mean, y'all not gonna really talk about that.
I got some jokes, but I ain't gonna do it because they're not gonna be. I mean, you know what? They're not gonna get done. Ain't nothing to do.
Come on, Jay.
None of it.
Nah, you're not gonna let them go.
No.
Cause the ones I got, I already know.
Too far.
I know mine not gonna make the cut.
All right, so maybe we don't want to hear, we can't hear your jokes, Jay, because we know they're going to be on the edge, like you and your friend, Mr. Harvey, over there.
Yes.
But in a spouse.
At least
just
we told you.
Hypothetically.
I didn't do the alley-oop up.
Colin. Who are you talking to?
Shirley.
Shirley, go ahead.
Hypothetically speaking, Steve, I wanted to ask Jay, just if he were to be considering
Before
a spouse.
Before you finish this, I asked you when you started with this.
Turn
my mic off.
Why are you so touchy about this
Why
subject?
Are you so, yeah.
No. I mean, I don't ask for much on this show at all.
But you
I come in, I do my job, and I just leave. But I don't like, can I have this, or give me one of those, or can you hit me? There's going to come a time when I say, cut my damn mic off. Cut it off.
I just want to know wifey material quality.
I ain't asked for more money or nothing. I need a laptop. I ain't asked for not a damn thing on this show. Steve asked me to do something, done. You asked me, no problem. I'm going to ask from time to time, I'm going to ask you to cut my damn mic off. Oh,
but Jay, you have to participate in our segment.
I'm going through this with you.
But Jay,
we
just want to hear wifey material qualities. We just want to hear from you.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
You can participate.
Give us one.
Yeah.
Give us one.
Oh, he's mad.
You know what? Is it? And then when I started cussing, like, oh, what's wrong with him?
He's so evil and bitter. Yeah.
Why is he on the edge?
I've never known a person who can't even consider even talking about a hypothetical situation. It's not even
so
real.
He's been married. No, I am Team J. He's been married at least 3 times.
I'm Team J too. But it's not even real, though. Just pretend.
Well, ask his friend Steve what kind of quality you think Jay wants.
Steve, speak for Jay since he doesn't want to participate.
Well, Jay wants somebody who don't want to stay with him.
What kind of quality?
You mean?
That he want a relationship, but he don't want nobody that wants to live there.
Oh, live. Okay. Oh, he don't want the same house.
And he wants a woman that's okay with not seeing him for 2 weeks.
What?
And he can go off for 3 days and come back without being questioned. He wants that.
Like he's on a binge or something?
You know, binge, that's what I was about to say.
Can't ask you about them 3 days, either. Can't check with him on it. You can't tell me, where you been? You be out.
Is this normal to you, Steve?
Oh, the years I've known him, quite normal.
I don't understand. He's such a nice
person. This is how we do
sweet
it.
Person. He's so, such
that's
a nice
how he
person.
Do it.
That's how he do it.
Wow.
Oh, he's a
you
nice
you
guy.
Know a
he's such a sweetheart. Yeah.
He just wants to joke all the time. Don't talk about nothing serious.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up next, Nephew Tommy. Sounds like he nailed it the way Jay is screaming in the background.
I know him well.
Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's here with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Anna's going to be here with our national news. And right now, though, it is time for Tommy to run that prank back. What you got, Ned?
It is Make-A-Wish Ministry. Make-A-Wish Ministry. Run it.
New Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the, over the church, you with the Make-A-Wish Ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm actually, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I've seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, and people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I'm just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him. And let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray. Say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Gonna do it.
Amen.
Now, you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years since I've been able to come, you know, due to my illness. But definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with with anything they need, you know, like
when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before. I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church.
Uh-huh.
And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead, let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9",
mm-hmm.
and she's probably about a size 8. Beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man. And I mean, she looked like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry. Okay. What do you mean?
Well,
talk.
Listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all are supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this man, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
You go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably gonna go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what
you
thought.
Now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody gonna even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't gonna be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No,
here.
I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're gonna know who I am. I'm gonna be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. Go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to pray.
No, y'all ain't.
Y'all need
to
pray
me,
man.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of
it. Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't going to hear this, is
he? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask you, ma'am. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest,
Ooh.
Radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Anybody want to make a wish?
Yeah, I wish you didn't do that prank.
Huh?
I wish you would stop playing so much.
I don't want to make one.
I wish you would have a long life, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You'll get shanked in the yard. What's just, that prison no term?
Broad daylight.
Yeah, this is prison ministry.
For the Make-A-Wish ministry.
Let me put it out there. I am here, Salisbury, Maryland. It goes down tonight, Wacomico Civic Center. The nephew is here. I am in town. The show is tonight. Get your tickets if you haven't gotten them. Nephew Tommy and friends, Wacomico Civic Center. The fool is in town. Nephew Memphis, Tommy, you on deck. Get
anybody
ready.
Anybody you know? Is you his friend?
Who? Tommy. Can't stand Tommy.
What? But you guys
you
were friends.
You can't be his friend. We share one uncle. That's all we do.
Oh, that's not your name.
That really gets on your nerves, doesn't it, Tommy?
Ain't ever been to Cleveland, but he just all in the family. It's amazing.
He uncle this, uncle that. Huh?
We ain't friends. We cousins.
You ain't kin to us, man.
Okay, if I ain't kin, you watch this. Uncle Steve.
Yo.
See, right there.
Right there.
All right, listen. Coming up, Miss Ann with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you're in Orlando, of course. So tell us about the Steve Harvey Disney Dreamers Academy. And we spoke a little bit about it earlier, but you help unlock the potential in young people. Tell us what you do, please.
I was at a character breakfast last year with some dudes I was playing golf with.
Yeah.
And it was me, Big Blue, Clay, Calhoun, you know, just four big Black dudes, and we had the only place we could get breakfast was at a character breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
when Tigger came over there.
Tigger, yeah.
And Tigger, the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tigger came over there with his tail. Now, it's full of kids in here screaming for Tigger.
Mm-hmm.
Tigger! Tigger!
Oh, put that T on it.
Tigger walk over here to our table,
uh-huh,
take his tail and run it across two of my dudes' bald head to
what?
Do... leaned over to Tigger and said, hey, man, you see all them kids over there calling you? Go on over there and find your ass something to
eat. Wow.
Just wanted to share that Disney
tale. Yeah, nobody happiest... said Tigger, please.
Disney Dreamers Academy, it's an annual 4-day event. It brings students from across the nation to Disney World, Steve, to learn important skills. You know this. Such as dreams, communication techniques, leadership qualities, and networking strategies. Some of the dreamers want to be pilots. They want to be engineers, pediatricians. The list goes on and on. Some people want to be sign language interpreters. I think that's a great, I love anything that has to do with language and signing and stuff like that. Marketing and managers, lawyers, directors. So, Steve, seriously, now, what advice do you have for your Disney dreamers?
Well, you know, pretty much in a motivational tone, I tell them, always tell them anything's possible. You know, these young people are at an age where they can make the decision right now to become anything. I mean, the sky's the limit. But it's about exposing them. It's not expecting a child to know what they want to be for the rest of their life at 15, 16. That's that's impossible.
Right.
They don't even know themselves. But it's just exposing them to a number of opportunities. Something down here might spark them. You know, like some kids writing their letters, I don't know what I dream of being. I just know I want to be something. I want to be positive. And if y'all can help me, then I would appreciate that.
You help them set goals.
Down here, huh?
I was saying you guys help them set goals and make plans.
Oh, we teach them a lot of things about goal setting, planning, dreams, visions. And one little boy stood up last night and he said he was going to open up a marijuana dispensary.
Oh.
You know, that shut the room down.
Yeah, I'm sure. You can't tell them not to dream, huh?
Well, you know, they down there. He said one of his goals is to open up a legalized marijuana dispensary because he says seems to be where the money's at.
They making money.
What could I say?
Yeah. Next question, please.
You got high hopes.
Yeah,
you got
high hopes. Yeah. Quiet in that room.
It's quiet like it is now.
Yeah. Anybody else?
It's all right to have high hopes.
Mickey Mouse right. Just walked off.
That's awesome, Steve.
Yeah,
what
it really
doing?
Is. For every I year think, you do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you don't get enough credit for the things that you do with the foundation and the mentoring and helping kids. You do this all
the time. Unsung. So bravo to you and your family.
Really, Steve. Carla, that's a great point, Steve. Yes. You do so much in the community. You really do. If you guys want some information about how you can get involved with Disney Dreamers Academy, go to DisneyDreamersAcademy.com for all your information, how to sign up, everything you need to do, and maybe we'll see you there next year. How about that? All right, Miss Ann is here, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, starting out with the big and many say unbelievable news that President Trump has reportedly accepted an invitation to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, or maybe as soon as in May, as a matter of fact. They say sometime this spring. The word is also that North Korea will can it for a while with all those missile tests. Again, they're saying that President Trump has reportedly accepted an invitation to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as soon maybe as in May. And the word is that North Korea will also stop for a while with all the missile tests. Seasoned diplomats say they're hoping this just won't be a photo op. Congressional Republicans remain critical of President Trump's decision yesterday to slap new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. The vast majority of GOP lawmakers oppose the move, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says there's a good reason.
There is a lot of concern among Republican senators that this could metastasize into a larger trade war.
Nevertheless, despite both public and private lobbying from top Republicans, the president went ahead and delivered on his promise, really, and explained his reasons.
The action that I'm taking today follows a 9-month investigation by the Department of Commerce, Secretary Ross, documenting a growing crisis in our steel and aluminum production that threatens the security of our nation and also is bad for us economically and with jobs.
The new tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum will take effect in 15 days, with Canada and Mexico exempted for now. Meanwhile, even though the GOP might like to limit the tariffs legislatively, they would need a veto-proof margin of support, and the Republicans just, they don't have that right now. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has pled not guilty to tax and bank fraud. Manafort's been released, but under electronic monitoring. A judge has set a trial date for July 10th. NFL cornerback Antonio Cromartie says he's officially retiring from the game. The former Jet didn't play at all last season, and the 33-year-old Cromartie wrote a goodbye letter on Instagram thanking the four teams that he played for over his 11-year career. And I hope Cromartie has a lot of money saved. Cromartie has 14, count them, 14 children. And finally, today is National Meatball Day.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
And it makes me so hungry. It's time of the morning. We'll be back with more entertainment in today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a lot of people are losing sleep because of work, guys. A new study by Account Tips finds that 44% of professionals are losing sleep over work. As for why, 50% say they've been overwhelmed with work, the volume of work they have, the hours that they have to put in. Some of the other reasons for work-related sleep loss include strained coworker relationships. Wow. Worried that they may lose their job. That's a lot of stress. Yeah.
That's Jay. You got to be exhausted.
this is a good one. My boss is a nightmare. Have you checked all three boxes, Jay?
Y'all bet not.
Strained coworker. Okay, strained coworker relationships.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Worried I may lose my job.
Check.
And my boss is a nightmare.
No, don't check that one.
Okay. So I got to ask you, Steve. You have a lot of jobs. You have more than anyone I know. Do your jobs keep you up at night? Is it constant or just occasionally?
No, my exhaustion from my jobs is when I run up into stupidity. Uh-huh. That's the only thing I get exhausted from. I've really found out over the years, I don't really care for stupid people. I really don't.
Uh-huh. Your nephew must be dreaming.
Yeah, and I can't even play it off. Uh-huh. Like, if you're stupid, I look at you like you're stupid the whole time you talk.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information.
No, it's just important information that you know about me and my job.
Yes.
My job, I love my job. I tell jokes for a living and play music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of my jobs have an element of me using my God-given talent.
Yeah.
So I love my work.
Uh-huh.
It's the things that surround my work, like when you stupid. Uh-huh. I just can't stand that, man.
Is that like J. Anthony Brown?
No, Jay good, Jay ignorant.
Oh, is it different?
Stupid is different from ignorant.
Yeah, make
stupid is when you're doing stuff that ain't attached to nothing and just has no rhyme or reason, but you steady doing it.
Oh, anyone in particular in mind or what, just
Tommy.
Anyone?
At the job.
Thomas
Early.
I know. I didn't think he was going to say you, honestly. Okay.
Why would I say
this is uncomfortable right now?
Yeah, it's awkward.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're not stupid.
Oh, I know.
What? You just don't like the way Tommy goes into the shell when you call him stupid. But let him go in there. When he go into the shell, he can't say nothing stupid.
Well, what's the point?
But I'm not.
Yeah. He's here
not,
working. What are you going to do? Yeah. He's working. He's employed
here. Hello, everyone. I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right here. Stop
here.
Doing that. Stop talking over and around me. I'm right here.
We can't help the over part.
All right. All right, listen. Coming up at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown, he's scared to lose his job, but he is here to murder another hit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, Steve, Jay is here. Please introduce him to murder another
Ladies, gentlemen. Murder the Hits, J. Anthony Brown.
What up, everybody? This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown. It's going down Tuesday night at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue. J. Anthony Brown and friends. And check me out, Palladium, April the 7th, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, this song right here, Steve, I want to thank you for allowing me to introduce the Fat Panther on this show.
Yeah.
Oh.
But what the Fat Panther did not have was theme music.
Right.
Cannot be a superhero without theme music.
Right.
This is the Fat Panther's theme song. Check it out.
Back in the 70s.
Jail, boy. You just playing. Got a message for you.
Fat Panther. Woo.
I love it.
Fat Panther.
That's a superhero theme song.
Yeah,
you oh, Lord.
That's what he do, because that's what he do.
Unc, is that a tip coming down your
arm? Man, this boy. This boy touched me, man.
The Fat Panther comic strip will be on the Steve Harvey night. What is the, what's the,
Steve Harvey FM.
Steve Harvey FM. Uh-huh.
It's going to be on Steve Harvey.
At one each week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what does Fat Panther do?
Yeah.
Man? What does he do?
Oh, if he's fighting injustices for food. If somebody takes your lunch, call the Fat Panther. You got a raggedy breakfast, call the Fat Panther.
Is the Fat Panther fat?
Yeah, yeah. He's
how fat is
your
he?
Order in the drive-through.
The Fat Panther will deal with it. Keeping his pie on the crime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One slice at a time.
What? Yeah.
That's his slogan.
Go ahead, Fat Panther.
I love it.
What you mean they forgot your fries?
Call the Fat Panther.
You introduced him earlier this week on the show.
Yeah, you can go back to the website and see how he came to work. He was fat, yes. He's Fat Panther. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Fat Panther doing a damn thing.
SteveHarveyFM.com.
How did you meet the Fat Panther? How did this all come about?
Well, I was in Pywanda.
Uh-huh.
You were where?
Which is Pywanda.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
I met the Fat Panther. He said, are you looking for someone to do some fat fight crime? And I said, yes.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm the guy. I'm the Fat Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fat Panther was born just like that.
Wow.
So, Jay, if I open up a bag of chips and there's just a bunch of air in it, ain't got but three or four chips in there.
The Fat Panther will be there. Kicking butt.
All right, Nephew Tommy is here. He's got a prank phone call. We'll get to that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy is here with the prank phone call of the day. What you got, Neph?
Surely every church got one. Thick and shut in. Shut in list. Everybody got a sick and shut in.
Yeah.
Ooh. You remember that?
Some people been on that list for years.
You make me so nervous when you do the church.
We finna do it, right? Thick and shut in.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Deacon.
You got him. Who is this?
Hey, my God.
How you doing today?
I ain't doing too good. You done been over here praying for my wife again, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
You done came over here 3 times in 1 week. My wife had already went through the operation and all that. She's going to be fine. I don't need you over here praying 3 times a week because, honestly, I think there's something else on your mind when you come over here praying for my wife. I ain't stupid.
Brother, you kind of make, hold it, brother. This is... Well, your wife was on the sick and shut-in list. Reverend requested that I come by.
Okay, he ain't requested for you to bring your black to my house for no 3 times in 1 week, man. So you can cut that out with me. You can
Wait
cut that out.
Hold it, brother. I came with Sister Georgia the first time. The second time, I came by myself because she wasn't able to come by. And I only stayed 15 minutes each time. So what's the problem?
Because I already know what you're doing. I know you're trying to holler at my wife. I ain't stupid.
Hop at your wife. I have a wife. Why would I help at your wife? She's part of
I already know what you're doing, man. You up in here trying to holler at my wife. Why ain't nobody at the house? I already know what you're doing. Let me tell you something. Keep your black away from my house. If you want to pray for my wife, you can pray for my wife on the phone. I'm going to tell you right now.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You can't talk to me like that.
You're going to make me lay hands on you. That's what you're going to make me do.
Oh, no, brother. Ain't going to be none of that. There ain't gonna be none of that. You're talking to the wrong brother now. Okay? Now, first of all, you're not gonna disrespect me and curse me out. Okay? That's not even the way brothers should be talking to brothers. Second of all, if there's any laying on the hands, it's gonna be my hands laying on you. Okay?
You ain't finna lay. I know what you're trying to lay on my wife. If I find out you mess around with my wife, it's gonna be some. I know what you're trying to do. You're crazy. I'm just letting you know. I'm gonna say it one more time. Keep your black off around my house.
You know, first of all, I told you once again, you can't be talking to me like that. Now, I'm trying to be cool about the situation because I know you may be just upset. Okay, I can appreciate that. Okay, I have a wife, and I'd be upset if somebody was coming by visiting my wife.
Why don't you spend more time at your house with your wife? I do spend my time with my wife. I don't spend much time. I only came by two or three times. Maybe I need to come by your house and holler at your wife.
Well, you welcome to.
I need to come lay something over there on her.
Hold it one minute. I told you before, you're being disrespectful. Now, that was a very idiotic statement for you to make. Okay?
That's what's going to happen if I catch your black at my house again. I'm going to play this, man, and then I'm getting off the phone with you. You, your pastor, any more of them deacons, if anybody come by my house again and I ain't there, I'm kicking your black ass. That's a promise.
You know what? That's it. Look here, brother. If there's going to be any whooping going on, I'm going to be kicking your ass. I'm going to lay my hands on you, and I'm going to give you a good sanctified whooping, and then I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray to heal you by this foot. I'm going to put up, okay? Because I've had it with you, you know, and I only went by to visit your wife because I was asked to go visit your wife. Now, that was a problem. You should have called the pastor, okay? But you're not going to disrespect me, my wife, the church on the phone. Now, if you want to do somebody, you can meet me any place.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I can go anywhere I want in this town. If I be at your house talking to your wife, if the pastor asks me to go, I'm gonna be there. Okay, you're just a stupid brother. Okay, you need to come to church more often. That's the problem. You don't come to church more often. If you come to church more often, you wouldn't be talking to me like that. You wouldn't be worried about me and your wife, because there must be something wrong at your house. You'd be worried about me fooling with your wife, okay? So you need to check her. Okay, you need to check her. How about that? Why don't you do that? Why don't you just check her, okay?
Tommy said you're the one that's cheating with my wife. That's all I know.
Who? Tommy who?
Tommy said you're the one that's cheating around with my wife.
Tommy, who is Tommy? Tommy who?
This is nephew Tommy, man. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your church member got me the prank phone call.
Y'all wrong for that. You know, y'all wrong. You know, y'all on the highway to hell. All of y'all, you know, nonstop. No, you know, y'all just gone, you know. Ain't no stop sign. You know, I'm finna go. I'm finna pray for all of y'all, all of you brothers, nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey, brother wrong for that. Okay. I'ma check him. I'm finna go. I don't talk to y'all no more. I'm praying for all of y'all.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, brother. Before you go, man, you got to tell me, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. You know, what? What?
Do you have a will?
Thank you. Great question, Jay. Great question.
I need to know if that's done.
And are we in it?
Yeah, are we in it?
No, I have no will. They got life insurance on me. I do know that.
Oh, you need to get a will, man.
I have to sleep with one eye open. I'll be thinking something going down over here.
Wow.
Hey, man, can I get that used Rolls Royce?
Yes, sir, you can. I was actually thinking about buying yours, the one in L.A. I need a car in L.A. You'll sell it to me?
The one in L.A.?
Yeah, you got one you don't really use.
You funny, boy. You funny. You real funny to me. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question out there.
You got three Rolls Royces.
Three? All right.
Then you got the Maybach.
Four.
Oh, it's four. That's right, four. You got the Bentley. You got the Maybach. You got the Sprinter. We still got we still got a nice boat in Dallas. We ain't even done nothing with that in I don't know how long.
This is we.
I know. Me and dog.
Me and dog.
Like,
you know.
Boom.
Me and dog. Okay, he got three or four Ford trucks. And then, let's see. He got three.
Well, he has a lot of jobs. So he has
three Range Rovers.
What go a lot of places.
What is the inventory on his fleet?
And then he got that classic Cadillac, the convertible. He got that.
Mm-hmm.
He got more cars than Jay Leno, boy. Let me see.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
And then you got
why
the plane.
Don't you stop counting
my car? Why am I forgetting the plane? You got the plane. The plane. Okay. How can I forget the plane? You got the plane.
Where is this going, Tommy?
Nowhere.
Right, nowhere. No, this is all hate.
This is not hate.
All this is hate.
No, this is discovery. This is us just, you know, discovering what you have. You have so much. I'm just telling people what you have, because a lot of people don't know what you got.
Really?
Put it out there.
Okay, you got that house. You got a house in Atlanta.
Oh, now we've moved on to homes now.
All right, okay. All right, man. You want me to start telling it? Because two
You got two houses on the same property in Dallas. Oh, my God.
Yeah, two houses?
It's two houses. Yeah, on the ranch. Okay, what else we got?
My was a cabin.
Boy, that's a house to me and you. What is you talking about? That's 3,000 square feet, boy. What is you? Ain't no damn cabin. People can live, boy. You can live your life out right there. What
Junior
are you talking
said,
about?
I'm sorry. My bad. All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, guys, science says that smiling can boost your mood. So the next time you're in somewhat of a stressful situation and your heart rate is going sky high, you know, your blood pressure's all out of whack and everything, the simple quick fix could help you feel better. Smile.
That is true.
Yeah.
Research. And if you smile at somebody, in most cases, they'll smile back.
Mm-hmm.
They really will.
Research from Clark University has shown that the sheer act of smiling can be enough to make you feel happier, which means maybe there's something to that whole fake it till you make it thing, you know? I think for some people, it's taking deep breaths, calming yourself down, regrouping, resetting.
Taking breaths?
Yeah, deep
breaths. I'm already breathing.
Deep breaths, Steve. Come on, Jay, what's your instant mood booster?
Okay, in L.A., they have these stores that you can go in.
Yeah.
You can just go in there. All you got to do is show some ID, and you can go in there. And when you come out, you're so happy.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It is legal in L.A., Jay.
Your mood has changed. They got drinks, and they got candy. It's an instant mood changer. You can be feeling, in the words of Color Purple, I was feeling mighty bad. And then you go in there.
So let me ask you something. Shirley, what's your go-to mood?
Similar to Jay's, but only it's
what?
Not. No, listen. You go in a store and there's a lot of clothes and shoes. And that makes you feel really good.
Really happy.
Yes, okay. Really happy. Wow. And I do take deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. Junior,
when you see shoes.
Singing and dancing. That's all I do. Oh, instant like mood change for me. R&B. Like, I'm in concert.
You never seen you do either one.
And you know what?
Jodeci, put some Jodeci on.
A lot.
Put some Jodeci on, Steve. You'll see.
All the time.
He go crazy.
Yes. Put some Jodeci on.
He think he Casey Haley.
Yeah.
He really does.
He's not that good at it, but that don't stop him.
Right.
I like
all
that.
Right.
I just like made that he'll feel good. He'll do it.
Okay.
It just made me feel good.
He thinks he's a fifth member of Jodeci. You didn't know that? Yes.
The fifth member.
Uh-huh. Carla,
what's yours, Carla? My go-to mood booster is I just, you know, hanging out with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
She just makes me happy.
That's a great one.
We do a lot of stuff together.
That's a great one.
Real tight.
Tommy?
What?
Booty
what are you
pictures.
About to say? What you mumbling about your kids?
No,
I just said your kids ain't old enough to get on your nerves yet. I try to get away from my kids.
But
they don't do nothing for me.
You didn't ask your
Bring
nephew.
What?
I'm not there yet. No, we're having good times right now.
Oh, I'm there.
Mine is booty pictures.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
They just bring me joy, you know?
Yeah, they do.
I just took my glasses off and just rubbing my head right
like
now.
Anita Baker?
Man.
Booty pictures do that to you, Carla?
Yeah. Booty pictures.
The fact that you said that.
Yeah, we need
you ever
to
have booty so big, Tommy, eat up all your memory?
I hate both of you right now. Take us to the letter, please.
Buckle up, hold on tight. We got to
download this girl.
Strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, sexy nephew. We do need to do a disclaimer, I think, at the beginning of this one, because it's got some.
We've been disclaiming all week.
Yeah, we got some stuff in this one as well. So if you have young children that you don't want to hear things of an explicit nature, then now's the time to take them away from the radio. Subject, be quiet, Steve. Subject.
What the hell? I got to be quiet.
Is it possible Is it possible? Hi, Steve. I am 23 years old, and I am married to a 21-year-old man. We have two babies together. He's in the military, and I stay at home and watch the kids. I am bisexual. So before we even started to get serious, I explained to him that I would possibly have a girlfriend from time to time. This, he said, was fine. Now our relationship is amazing, but I can't seem to get him to stop introducing me to other females that are also bi or lesbian. I don't want to have to share everything with him, and I know that he liked the first time we had a threesome, but I am not necessarily trying to do it again. Do you think it is possible for a person who is bisexual to have a serious marriage, or am I being selfish? I'm going to throw a question back at you. How can you or anyone else, straight, bi, whatever for that matter, have a serious marriage or relationship when an outside person is involved? If I'm reading your letter correctly, you haven't said that you're going to put that part of your life or give that part of your life up. You just don't want to share it with your husband anymore. Am I reading this right? The problem is, to me, that you know, you did that in the beginning, so he figures that he hit the jackpot. So, you know, let's do it. Let's get busy. You know, come on. And this is how it's going to be. So, I mean, you started it. And oftentimes the way you start a relationship is the way it ends up. So now you started it that way. Now you want to change the game. So you got issues with, you know, being able to change the game. Are you being selfish? I don't know. This whole thing is crazy to me. Steve? Am I reading this right? I don't know.
Sometimes you just miss something. I don't know. Subject: is it possible? You 23, lady. You're married to a 21-year-old dude. Y'all got two babies together. Already. He's in the military. You stay at home, watch the kids. You're bisexual. So before you even got serious with this guy, you explained to him that you'd possibly have a girlfriend from time to time. This, he said, was fine.
What man wouldn't?
Now, our relationship is amazing, but I can't seem to get him to stop introducing me to other females that are also bi or lesbian. I don't want to have to share everything with him, and I know that he liked it the first time we had a threesome, but I'm not necessarily trying to do it. Do you think it is possible for a person who is bisexual to have a serious marriage, or am I being selfish? Lady, I'm not sure if you can have a serious marriage or any other kind of marriage.
This is crazy.
First of all,
get it popping.
You need to get a better definition of marriage, because it ain't what the rest of us is thinking. Threesomes, other people at the house, your man out hunting for lesbians and bis, and she bringing them home, and you just going along with it. You tired? He full of energy. What is y'all running out in? Is this on the base?
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Bad Acting Theater, guys. Get ready for the Chapmans. Yeah, the Chapmans will be here. But come on, Steve, let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
Well, it doesn't really say.
What?
Yeah, you know, is it possible a person who is bisexual have a serious marriage? I mean, I don't know how that could be. Depends on what your definition of marriage is.
Yeah.
Marriage is supposed to be two people joined together and let no one come between us. And no, that means when you and your husband is laying there, y'all can't wedge another body in there.
Thank you.
I don't care how happy y'all are with it. It's going to create a problem. Now, the problem you having is you don't want to share everything with your husband. Because, see, what you want is you want the other girl by yourself. Mm-hmm. Your husband thinking, this a party.
Exactly.
You just, see, you wanted him to let you go off by yourself with these girls. He thinking, jackpot.
Right.
We got some girls. See, that's not what you want. So my question to you becomes, young lady, what is the marriage for?
Exactly.
Because you can make this arrangement very, very easily without degrading a marriage. All you got to do is go up to most damn near any dude I know and say to him, listen, I want to sleep with you. You're going to get an immediate yes.
Right there.
Some guys, you may not be they type, and some guys may have some reserve. Yeah. And there are some men who will tell you, hey, I'm involved. I don't really want nothing wild like that. But the rest of them are going to say, yes, Alice. And then when you say, but here's the catch. I'm going to want to sleep with women also from time to time. I hope you don't mind. These same men who say yes right away immediately will think, am I in this? And if you allow it to happen one time, I can't tell you. It's like sitting at a slot machine in Vegas, putting in $3, and them three wild cards run cross. That's the feeling that he has when he comes home now.
Yeah, it's a party.
With a new lesbian bisexual girl. Do you understand?
Every day.
No, you can't have a serious marriage, but you can have a wild times with a lot of guys, which is what seems to be more like you're interested in than a serious marriage. So why don't you just get you an arrangement and have some wild times with some wild guys? I must remind you, though, all of you will be going to hell.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, switching gears, this Sunday morning, guys, don't forget, this is great news right here. We spring forward and set your clocks ahead,
this
baby.
Is time.
Longer days.
Go to church, Shirley. This is the best time to go to church.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Longer days.
Go at the regular time.
No, no. You need to get there early and watch them come in late. Lord, that is so much
trying to get in the service.
That's so much fun.
The choir ain't already saying.
I ain't know the choir.
But it's just 9 o'clock.
Oh, no, it's nobody 10. Nobody told me nothing.
They taking up offering now.
So that's what comes to mind when you think of spring,
it,
Jay.
I love it, man.
Yeah. So, Junior, what do you think of when you think of spring? Because that's what, you know, it reminds everybody of, springtime.
Oh, my picture with the Easter Bunny coming up.
Oh, that's right.
I got to go get that.
You're a big fan of the Easter Bunny.
I take a picture with the Easter Bunny every year.
I did not know that about you, Junior.
Right now, as a grown man?
I was just going to say you don't see anything
wrong with it.
Yes, as a grown man. Because I like to get in line and make the other kids upset. They can't believe.
Let me get this straight, Junior. You don't take your two nephews to see the Easter Bunny.
Nah.
This is the relationship you and the Easter Bunny have.
This, well, I go check on my boy. But the other kids' comments, while I'm in line, they act like I don't hear
him. What they say?
Ain't he too big?
Mommy.
Mom. I know he too big. I can't even see the Easter Bunny because I'm standing in the way.
It does something for you.
Yeah, man. It's fun.
So Jay likes to go to church and see the people who didn't turn their clocks back, come in late.
That's cold.
Junior needs to stand in line, likes to stand in line and block the younger kids from getting a glimpse of the Easter Bunny. All right, Bunny. Nephew Tommy, what about you? Come
booty
on
pictures.
Now.
What?
Booty pictures for Easter?
Yeah. Something wrong with Easter booty? What's wrong with that?
What about you, Steve? What comes to mind when you think of spring?
Are we doing stuff we like to do on Easter?
On Easter, yeah.
Spring. It was supposed to be about spring, not just Easter.
It's supposed to be spring.
Just spring.
I like to go to church on Easter and watch and photo the bad outfits.
Oh, my God.
Like a crayon box.
Just a shocking array of colors on Easter.
People who make stuff at home and they don't throw away any of the fabric. They make the hat, the gloves.
a neck the piece.
Neck piece, the tie.
Cuffs.
The shoes. Cape. Cane.
I like to go to church and see the people who have no disregard for colors matching your complexion.
They don't care. Like,
I'm with you, Steve.
Like, if you real, real light skin, pale pink is not your color.
They never pale use the pink. Phrase, does this go together?
Hey, man, because, like, do you ever get fabrics and, like, lay them on your hand to see if it looks good
you
on your skin?
You have to.
I do that all the time. Cinnamon never look good on me.
Cinnamon don't look good on a lot of people, huh?
No, but they wear it.
All right, well, listen, guys. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the Chapmans will be here with Bad Acting Theater. Chapmans are in the building, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, 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 it is time for the Chapmans. If there ever was a show that could not win an Oscar, this would be it. It wouldn't even win a Frank or a Billy, not even a Donnell. But forget all that. Forget all that. We're live in Orlando, Florida, where we're kicking it with the mouse at Disney World. Steve is there. Jay is there. Junior's there. And it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of Steve Harvey's Bad Acting Theater, The Chapmans. When we left off last time, Junior had just decided to walk out of jail and go to the J spot for Taco Tuesday, baby.
Hey, everybody. I'm back. Did you miss me? I told you I'd be back before the lights out. What's up, Ward? Did you leave a man on my pillow like you always do? Say something. Don't flinch. Don't flinch. I ain't gonna hit you. Sight.
Boy. That Junior's something else, isn't he? He's got finesse. wow.
Oh, that jam, man. That's right there, man.
Oh,
man.
Junior got a theme song?
Yeah. Finesse. I love it.
Man, I like that song right there.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. Cardi B.
Yeah. Nice beat, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Could you turn that off, please? Thank you. Now, that's what I like. I got a condo in Manhattan.
Baby girl, what's happening? You and your then ride it. So go on. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's what I like. Yeah. Woo! Drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll wake up. Okay, please, please, everybody, please, it's showtime. Pop, pop, it's
showtime.
Okay, that's enough. Just stop.
Classic. That used to be.
Really? Really?
Make it like that no more. Oh.
Meanwhile, KK and Earl are still working on those signs.
Hold up, Earl. I got to make a quick call. Dr. Creighton, this is KK. Did you just hang up on me? Dr. Creighton, hold up. I know you're not the daddy. I'm just calling you about the test. Are you sure I'm pregnant? Damn. I can't remember Shucky Ducky's number.
Well, quack, quack, KK. We'll get back to that in a minute. But as you remember, Chester is in vegan heaven right now. He is grilling his dad's pork rind business. In other words, he is smoking that rump roast.
You know I don't like pun jokes now. You know I hate them. You know that, right?
Wow.
Do you know that?
Wow, you're really broiling over there. Let's see what Chester is cooking up.
Keep it over here.
Did you see the look on my daddy's face when we dropped that sign, Ramon? That's right. I know. I know KK was molded, too. Them two together ain't got one brain. Gonna have me kidnapped. I ain't forgot. I'm not gonna stop until I run my daddy pork rind business in the ground. Trust me.
Now, KK, focus. Check this out. Read this.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Ooh, that's gonna shut him down.
Are you damn right? Now you wait till these babies start popping up all over town. He's gonna be like that brother in Get Out. He gonna be in a sunken place. You may take away my customers, but he will never take my freedom. Because if you don't have freedom, you don't have nothing. Because I am William Wallace.
Earl, what's wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. I was just having a brave heart moment there. Got some people to start putting them signs up everywhere. I mean everywhere. That's right, son. Chester's vegan burgers have meat in them.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, that's what was...
meat in them. Meat in them.
Oh, that's what was on the sign. You could have still put something about Taco Tuesday at the J-Spot on the other side of the sign. I mean, after all, the other side is empty.
Really? 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 Really, Jay? How come the J-Spot is in there every Friday?
Hey, I love it. It's right there.
And you got the pin.
You did good.
And hey, don't forget, if you missed J. Anthony Brown's Murder the Hit this morning, we're going to replay it because it was classic. Classic
fire.
Fat Panther theme song.
It was fat.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Pretty.
Remember that?
Remember that used to be that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm fat. What?
Thank you for that one, Chris Tucker, right? From Rush Hour. Yeah. So if you missed Jay's Murder the Hit, we're going to play that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, Steve, Jay is here. Please introduce him to Murder Another Hit.
Ladies, gentlemen, Murder the Hits. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, everybody? This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown. It's going down Tuesday night at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue. J. Anthony Brown and friends. And check me out. Palladium, April the 7th, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, this song right here, Steve, I want to thank you for allowing me to introduce the Fat Panther on this show.
Yeah.
Oh.
But what the Fat Panther did not have was theme music.
Right.
Cannot be a superhero without theme music.
Right.
This is the Fat Panther's theme song. Check it out.
Fat Panther, leave me alone. He'll bring
That's fire right there.
Yeah, Jay.
Jay. Ooh, that's a fire, Jay.
Boy, oh, we were back in the '70s.
Jam, boy. You just play. Got a message for you.
That Panther.
I love it.
Panther.
That's superhero theme song.
Yeah,
you gotta have Lord.
That's what he do, because that's what he do.
Is that a tear coming down your
eye? Man, this boy. This boy touch me, man.
Fat Panther comic strip will be on the Steve Harvey night. What is the, what's the,
Steve Harvey FM.
Steve Harvey FM. Uh-huh.
It's going to be on SteveHarvey.com.
At one each week. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And what does Fat Panther do?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Oh, if he's fighting injustices for food. If somebody takes your lunch, call the Fat Panther. You got a raggedy breakfast, call the Fat Panther.
Is the Fat Panther fat?
Yeah, yeah. He's
how fat is he? Your order in the drive-thru?
The Fat Panther will deal with it. Keeping his pie on the crime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One slice at a time.
Yeah.
That's his slogan.
Go ahead, Fat Panther.
I love it.
What you mean they forgot your fries?
Call the Fat Panther.
You introduced him earlier this week on the show.
Yeah, you can go back to the website and see how he came to work. He was fat, yes. He's Fat Panther. Yeah.
Okay.
Fat Panther doing the damn thing.
SteveHarveyFM.com.
How did you meet the Fat Panther? How did this all come about?
Well, I was in Pywanda.
Uh-huh.
You were where?
Which is Pywanda.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
I met the Fat Panther. He said, are you looking for someone to do some fat fight crime? And I said, yes.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm the guy. I'm the Fat Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fat Panther was born just like that.
Wow.
So, Jay.
Yeah.
So, Jay, if I open up a bag of chips and it's just a bunch of air in it, ain't got but three or four chips in there.
The Fat Panther will be there kicking butt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at you.
Fat Panther needed a theme song.
Yeah.
And I'm out here. And, you know, I went to the internet. And the internets, as Steve says, the internets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there's some other Fat Panthers out there. So let me tell you, fake Fat Panthers out there right now.
Not the fake ones. Uh-huh.
Fake ones. They fake. None of them on the Steve Harvey show.
Yeah, because you're actually.
No, they're not.
You're actually,
none of them got a theme song.
No, they don't.
And you're actually from Pywanda, right?
I'm from Pywanda.
Yeah.
He's from Pywanda.
That. That's crazy.
Yeah. They just over there off of, you know, off of Beale Street.
Yeah. Tell them, Junior. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So the haters are out there, but the only one that's on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, on the championship team, is the only Fat Panther right here.
Okay.
Right,
man. All right.
The Fat Panther right here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. I'm glad y'all liked it.
Oh,
glad
yeah.
You know, and you starting something.
I'm it's a movement.
I was walking the other day, and I saw a fat pink panther. Jay, you was changing the movement.
Changing
the game, man.
He had a theme song. He had a theme song, Jay.
He had a theme song.
Yeah.
He's fighting food crime.
Yeah, that's all the Fat Panther needed was a theme song.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now we got that. That's done. That's locked down. Y'all can stop being the Fat Panther out there because there's only one.
Yeah. That's right.
He's right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
So, Jay, I thought you were going to really, like, name the fake Fat Panthers so you don't know who they are.
Oh,
you just know
like,
they
out
there.
Call them out?
And I don't want to spend too much time on their site because then it counts as me looking at it.
Oh, okay.
What we don't want is a Fat Panther war. We don't want
we
that.
Don't want
we
that.
Don't need
we
that.
We don't want
no.
that. We don't know. We got one Fat Panther. He's here.
Yeah.
He's on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. He has his own music.
Right.
He's got his own costume. He danced with you guys.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
We got that up. Yeah.
And then the whole Panther situation is about bringing us together.
That's what it's
positive
about.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah.
But the Fat Panther, he's the Fat Panther.
Well, I got it.
You just remembered your accent, Fat Panther?
Yeah, I forgot. Because
it comes in and out.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking that way.
All right, Fat Panther, hang out with us for a little while. We got to take a break right here. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, guys, this is the 11th year, as we mentioned earlier, of Disney Dreamers Academy. Shout out to Steve Harvey again, because this was his vision, you know,
really
this was his dream for the kids to have some place to dream. And what a better place, what better place than Disney World, of course. And if you want more information how you can be a part of Disney Dreamers Academy, go to DisneyDreamersAcademy.com for all your information. They can tell you the qualifications, what you have to do to become come apart. And I think, you know, if you meet the age requirements and all that, I think you'll find that you'll have a wonderful time down there. It'll open up your imagination and allow you to dream as big as some of these kids are dreaming right now. And Jay,
I mean, absolutely, yeah. Shirley. We've been every year.
Every year.
We've been there,
yeah,
every year over a decade, going, mm-hmm, hanging out with the Dreamers, roundtable discussion, yeah, mentoring the kids. I mean, there's kids from all over the country. Now, Jay Junior's, yes, been there year after year, but this is, mm-hmm, your first time.
This is my first year to be a part of this. And I just, it's a great place. Disneyland is great.
Disney World.
Disney World. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous? Just, yeah.
I mean, the rides,
it's
the
so
parks,
clean.
The,
yeah,
food.
Yes.
Don't you love it, Jay?
I love
the
it.
The problem there. I have with it.
You have a problem with the happiest place on earth, Jay?
Yeah. Just, you can't believe you said that.
It's just too many children down here.
Disney World.
What?
What is it called?
Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, listen to me good now.
Disney
might want to jump on this. You know how they have Veterans Day where they invite all the veterans out?
Yeah.
They have whatever lifestyle you have, they have that day. Uh-huh. You know,
well, let me say this, Jay. Let me add, uh-huh, to that. My daughter, we have a cheer and dance competition. We have to come down
That's
there
nice.
In May. They have that
That's
the whole
nice.
Weekend for
oh,
the girls.
Oh, lovely.
The whole weekend. Uh-huh. Yeah. But here's another day that Disney haven't even looked at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A no kid day. You come down here. You come. You can get on these rides. You won't see a child. Just one day. You won't hear crying. I'm putting it out there. You
Man,
never know.
Jay, it will be the happiest place on earth for you. For you.
I might be on the subject. Just one day. That's all I'm asking.
That's all you asking?
You know, we're making it out. You can't bring kids to the park today.
Adults only. What?
Adults only.
But the great thing about Disney World, though, Jay, is that if you do have kids, you can take them. They have, you know, you can take
the
them and leave them and not
you
worry
leave,
about them.
Not worry about them.
Yeah, at all, you know.
They
but
have
I have a little warning to parents who are going to bring their kids
uh-huh.
here.
What?
Do not tell your kids you're coming here until you pull up.
Why?
Don't say, like, in a couple of weeks we're going to Disneyland. Don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
don't
the countdown
that.
Is on.
Don't,
oh,
no,
yeah.
don't put that.
Oh, yeah.
in.
Don't put that pressure
on. The countdown will wear you out.
Yeah.
Do not say it. Just put them in
You're
the
right.
car and then drive up and then it's over with. Yeah.
You're right, Jay, because that happened to me when we came one year and Tasha, the plane was landing and she said, are we there? I said, do we land at Disney World?
Yeah. No, do we land?
Well, what time are we going to get there?
Right at the
landing.
We got to drive to the hotel.
Disney might do that, man.
Right.
So, Jay, to make your trip more pleasant, no kids.
Just a one no kid day. Just one day, no kids.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth, sir. And there have been a lot of crazy things. But all in all, it's a great time. And again, if you want some more information, go to DisneyDreamersAcademy.com. Okay, DisneyDreamersAcademy.com. And we can see you down there next year. You never know. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you're in Orlando, of course. So tell us about the Steve Harvey Disney Dreamers Academy. And we spoke a little bit about it earlier, but you help unlock the potential in young people. Tell us what you do, please.
I was at a character breakfast last year with some dudes I was playing golf with.
Yeah.
And it was me, Big Blue, Clay, Calhoun, you know, just mm-hmm. four big black dudes. And we had the only place we could get breakfast was at a character breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Tigger came over there.
Tigger, yeah.
And Tigger, the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tigger came over there with his tail. Now, it's full of kids in here screaming for Tigger.
Mm-hmm.
Tigger! Tigger!
Oh, put that T on
there. Tigger walk over here to our table,
uh-huh.
take his tail and run across two of my dudes' bald head. The dude leaned over to Tigger and said, hey, man, you see all them kids over there calling you? Go on over there and find your ass something to
Wow.
Disney Dreamers Academy, it's an annual four-day event. It brings students from across the nation to Disney World, Steve, to learn important skills, you know this, such as dreams, communication techniques, leadership qualities, and networking strategies. Some of the dreamers want to be pilots. They want to be engineers, pediatricians. The list goes on and on. Some people want to be sign language interpreters. I think that's a great... I love anything that has to do with language and signing and stuff like that. Marketing and managers, lawyers, directors. So, Steve, seriously, now, what advice do you have for your Disney dreamers?
Well, you know, pretty much in a motivational tone, I tell them, always tell them anything's possible. You know, these young people are at an age where they could make the decision right now to become anything. I mean, the sky's the limit. But it's about exposing them. It's not expecting a child to know what they want to be for the rest of their life at 15, 16. That's that's impossible.
Right.
They don't even know themselves. But it's just exposing them to a number of opportunities. Something down here might spark them.
You guys help them set goals and make plans.
Oh, we teach them a lot of things about goal setting, planning, dreams, visions.
You can't tell them not to dream, huh?
Well, you know, they down there. He said one of his goals is to open up a legalized marijuana dispensary because he says seems to be where the money's at.
They making money.
What could I say?
Next question, please.
You got high hopes.
Yeah,
you got
high hopes. Yeah. Quiet in that room.
It's quiet like it is now.
Yeah. Anybody else?
It's all right to have high hopes.
Mickey Mouse right. just walked off.
That's awesome, Steve.
Yeah, it really
doing.
Is. For every I year think, you do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you don't get enough credit for the things that you do with the foundation and the mentoring and helping kids. You do this all the time.
Unsung.
All the time.
Unsung.
So bravo to you and your family.
Really, Steve. Carla, that's a great point, Steve. Yes. You really... You do so much in the community. You really do. If you guys want some information about how you can get involved with Disney Dreamers Academy, go to DisneyDreamersAcademy.com for all your information, how to sign up, everything you need to do. And maybe we'll see you there next year. How about that? All right. So we'll be back to close out the show with our last break of the day. Steve will talk about dreaming and dreamers as he is at Disney Dreamers Academy, the 11th year, Carla. Can you believe that?
That's outstanding.
Yes,
Bravo.
It is. All right, we'll be back at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, we're here at the last break of the day. Just one more thing, your closing remarks.
Well, I think I should talk about dreams because dreams are such an important component to success. You can't underplay dreams. See, let me tell you something. Education is necessary for certain fields and professions. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, a pilot, a scientist, a teacher. Education is so necessary for many professions in this world. But there is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing more important than your dreams. Your dreams have value. Your dreams wake you up in the morning. The dreams give you hope. You know, I'm not saying education doesn't do that, but education don't wake you up in the morning. It's what you dream and hope of becoming with the education that wakes you up. It is your dream that causes you to even get an education. If you want to fly a plane and that's your dream will cause you to do the things necessary to accomplish the dream. That's why I tell people, educators and all, if we spent more time talking to our children in our school system about their dreams and visions, we could reduce the dropout rate. But what we're doing is we keep talking to kids about the education. And we're not talking about the kids for the reason for the education. You got to get your education because you got to finish school. Finish school for what? We have got to take time out to talk about their dreams and visions. I tell parents all the time, just like I'll tell them today, at Disney Dreamers, if you're not talking to your kids about dreams every 90 days, that's a mistake, man. That's a mistake, because young people change more often than you think. But if you're not revamping your dreams every 90 days as an adult, you're making a mistake. Because guess what? You change also. Now, you may not change as often as your children, because you become a little bit more subtle when you're older. But you've got to refurbish these dreams. You got to dust them off. You got to keep reminding yourself of what the purpose is. Because the dream provides purpose. You wake up in the morning because of what you dream to be. You get excited when the alarm clock goes off because of what you dream to be. Man, don't let nobody fool you. Now listen to me. I'm going to say this again. Education is important, and it's critical to certain things in life. But you can actually make it in this world without one. Now, do you need to have some basics under your belt? I strongly suggest you do. And I'm not saying at all that you don't need school, because you do. School offers you a way to become well-rounded. That's the thing that school does for you a great deal. It not only educates you, it gives you social skills. It teaches you how to be well-rounded. It teaches you how to adapt. It teaches you the tool of memorization. So I'm not knocking it at all. But what I am saying to you, if you are like me in any way and you're just not a school person, what you gonna do? You can still be something. If you've blown your education opportunity in life, you can still be something. If you just don't feel like you can do school again, you can still be something. Because the scripture says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. I know the Bible inside out. I don't know it. I didn't go to theology school or anything. So I can't quote it like people can oftentimes. But I don't recall ever going to Sunday school or any service I've ever been to and read a scripture about how necessary your education was. But I have seen repeatedly that a man without a dream or vision shall perish. See, the reason you'll die without the dream or the vision, because without the dream or the vision, you'll give up hope. You've heard so many people say, keep hope alive, because it's necessary. The dream, the vision, what you see for yourself, your hope for tomorrow, that impossible thing that nobody else can see except you, that thing that floats around in your imagination that keeps pushing you to make you think there's something out there other than this for me. If you wake up in the morning and you keep saying to yourself, man, there's got to be more to my life than this, that's because it is. That's because it is. Your visions and dreams are out there. And let me tell you something else. You got to make your dreams and visions so big, that it causes you to overcome all of your fears. See, the fear of failure is the number one cause of failure in this country, because people are afraid to fail. But you have to have dreams and visions so big that it just overcomes all of your fears. You've got to want something so big, so dynamic to happen in your life, man, that you've got to make this happen. And the fear is secondary to all of it, and it'll cause you to push through. You've got to dream of something so outstanding that in order for it to happen, you absolutely have to have God's help. If you're dreaming of only stuff that you can accomplish yourself, I got news for you. You ain't dreaming big enough. Start dreaming big. Increase your dreams. They will change your life. It will change your perspective. It will cause your hope to grow. All right? Those are my closing remarks.
All right, Steve. All right. Yes.
Y'all have a good one. Hey, and can I say have a great weekend?
Yes, you can. Finally. Yeah.
I'll be working all weekend, but y'all have a good one.
But you're leaving us to dream, though.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.